Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast. This is our 420 High special. Joe and I will be smoking weed. Yes, you heard it right here. Weed, straight from California.
Where did you get this?
I just got it from like a guy that I know.
A guy that you know?
Yep.
Where does this guy live?
I don't know, like somewhere in California.
Is he the guy that's passed out over by the subway?
No, like not him, but maybe like...
His brother? He wasn't there that day? Okay, you ready to start this?
Yeah, I'm going first. I'm taking one for the team.
All right, go.
How are you taking one for the team?
Because Joe would never go first.
I'll go. Give me it. No, you. Fine, here.
No, don't go first. Let him go first. Don't let him go first.
See, I told you. All right.
Because you probably have it laced.
Guys, don't do it. No. Why the fuck would I have this laced? I got this at a store from California. They've been doing this shit for fucking 10 years now, bro. It's fine.
Bullshit. You didn't pay for this. They sent it to you.
Dead ass, I paid for it.
How much was this?
I have no idea. I didn't pay for it. Ella did. But but someone paid for it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Bro, you are a pro. I've never seen anybody. Thank you. I've never seen anybody let it like that.
Remember when you guys first were drinking, your first time drinking together, and he, like, took the whole bottle and, like, took it without a chaser?
Yeah. He's going to pull cocaine out of nowhere and be like, just be doing lines of blow.
I have a needle.
That was crazy when you took that bottle, Joe.
We're back.
Guys, we just had a massive smoking sesh.
Dude, you're super high.
Yeah,
you're like stoned. Yeah. Like, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
You're such a lightweight, bro. Dude, I can't tell how far the mic away is from my face. I think I'm doing a good job, though, right?
Okay.
I need you to be co-host tonight.
Dude, you can barely get to the mic. Dude, you gotta say something for me, buddy. It's just me. You gotta come in hot. Come on.
I don't know what else to say.
Bro, no way you can't do this podcast right now, bro. No way. Guys, Joe is officially giving up. He walked away. And he got on the couch. He's just sitting there saying he's too high.
He's just having Bobby kiss him and lick him.
Should we come revisit tomorrow?
Dude, I understand. You gotta push through.
I really can't.
You gotta push through it, Joe. Come on. I can't believe you got this high. You can't do the podcast.
Both.
Dude, that is insane. You got this high that you can't do the podcast. That is insane. Dude, how can anybody have you? How can anybody have you lose you? That's a great song. Have you heard that? Los Angeles. You got something to say? Huh? Why are you looking at me like that? Come over here. Come over here and fucking sound like a man. Spit in my face. Dude.
Okay, attention, light waiters. Tonight we have a special delivery for you. We have Ilya Fedorovich, also known as Ilya Fedy on Instagram. And we have Joseph, I believe it's Robert Vulpes. And he is super high. He's not going to be able to make it tonight, but we appreciate you guys coming out. If you want a refund, then, you know, we can't really provide you one because, you know, we're stealing it. Yeah, that's really it. All right, bye.
We're back, baby. Dude, you got fucking obliterated last night.
Yeah, we're finishing this episode on 420. I feel like we should do it again.
It's crazy that we smoked to make a podcast, but you got so high that you weren't able to actually function enough to speak.
Like, what happened was I burned my throat.
Joe, you got so high you couldn't talk. Like, every time I'd look at you, you'd like fucking give me like signs and like use your hands to talk.
I remember you saying that I was doing sign language to you. You were really entertaining.
Really?
Remember we were on that podcast and I couldn't say something nice about you?
Yeah.
Someone asked to say something nice about Ilya and I kind of got frazzled. But I can say something nice now.
Oh, great.
You're always so positive. You're literally a light.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because every time I thought you were going to be frustrated with me, you'd be like, I'm going to order pizza. And it was just refreshing that I wasn't going to be yelled at, or you weren't going to take anything out on me. So you're a very generous, caring person who just wants to have a good time. Wow. And smile.
Yeah, dude. I mean, thanks. I appreciate that. I mean, I definitely don't want to make you feel bad, especially because you were already feeling bad, you know, from being high. Yeah. So, like, I wasn't going to egg you on and be like, you know. Sorry.
Sorry I couldn't say something nice about you when they asked me to.
It's all good.
See, there you go again.
Sorry. So after being fucking high as a kite, you've realized that I'm nice?
Yeah. It took one of the worst nights of my life to realize that you're a good person.
At least you didn't...
Do you remember last night when Joe said he would rather say Bobby than you? And fire?
Yeah. If you had to say either Bobby or me out of a burning building, who would you choose?
Bobby, and I'll tell you why.
What the fuck did I just hear?
Bobby would never get mad at me. You would get mad at me.
Yeah, wait, I didn't understand that. You would say Bobby over me?
It was an analogy I read, and I thought it was the funniest thing, of this guy saying that if he put his wife in a trunk and drove around for 2 hours, she'd come out screaming at him, getting pissed off. But if he put his dog in there, the dog would come out loving him, so excited to see him.
I wouldn't be mad if you put me in a trunk for 2 hours. I would just be confused. I wouldn't yell at you, though. I'd be like, what the fuck happened? And you'd be like, I don't know. I just did it for fun. And I'd be like, okay.
Oh, so maybe I would save you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Can we just say that I told Joe to stop smoking and he contributed? He kept smoking for like 15 minutes after I told him to stop.
Dude. Because if we go big, we go big. That's how we do. We get so high that we don't even be able to finish the podcast. That's what it's about. No. It's not about getting a little high.
Dude, we got fucking stoned, bro. It was crazy.
When I was in high school, we were trying to buy drugs, marijuana, and it was in New Jersey, so marijuana was illegal.
Yeah.
But the local dealer worked at Wendy's.
Yeah.
So we went to Wendy's, and we went through the drive-thru.
You picked up drugs through a Wendy's drive-thru?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's like out of a movie.
It felt like a movie that night.
You know, I've actually never picked up drugs in my life.
Really?
In my life, never.
Have you been to a marijuana store in California?
No, actually, I've never been inside one. I've only been to two marijuana stores, and they were both in Chicago.
The marijuana stores in California are pretty cool because they're like an Apple store.
I have been to one. But no, I've never picked up drugs from like a drug dealer.
Yeah, I get too paranoid.
That's so scary, yeah.
Especially if a cop's going to find you, if you get busted and it's in your car.
What if that is a cop that you're picking up from?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, fuck that. I've never done it. I sell drugs, though.
What? If anyone needs what?
I'm kidding.
I dated a drug dealer once. Just weed.
Well, that's as far as you know.
No. He only did weed. But somebody broke into his house and he had bags, and they stole all of his weed. But you can't call the cops if you get robbed.
Wait, so that's kind of enticing though. That like that you had a boyfriend that was a drug dealer, right? That was like a rush almost.
I don't know. I was just stupid.
Like, it's kind of like hot almost, right? To have like a bad boy in your life, right?
Yeah. Now look at who I'm dating. The opposite.
Right. Well, opposite. Yeah. But I mean, that's not a bad thing.
I don't know about opposite. I'm pretty bad.
How? You overeat? That's like the most dangerous you get.
you start dealing drugs
to impress Annalise. Yeah.
You have bags of cocaine in your house?
Got to go to downtown LA today, Annalise.
You got a gold chain.
Fake teeth. Yeah.
What now, bitch?
Did anyone in your high school ever get arrested for drugs? For doing drugs in school or
yeah,
selling?
Definitely.
In middle school, there was a craze of just having a lighter and buying a lighter and getting cool lighters. It was like Pokemon cards or baseball cards. And one of the kids came up to me and asked if I wanted one. I'm like, sure. So I gave him $20 and it was this really cool pen lighter. Mm-hmm. And the principals all got wind of people bringing in lighters. The day I got my lighter, someone comes up to me and goes, yo, your name's on a list. I'm like, what? I panicked. And the lighter that I just bought for $20, which was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah.
I just went into the bathroom and threw it down the toilet. And then later that day, the principals called me down to the office. And they were checking people's shoes. They were checking people's lockers, their backpacks, trying to find lighters because they were trying to charge them with terroristic threats.
Oh, my God.
So if I didn't throw that out.
Wait, but the lighter obviously didn't flush down the toilet.
No, it didn't flush. It just sat there at the bottom of the toilet. But no one knew that it was mine.
Right, right.
But if I kept it...
If you kept it, you would have been on the terrorist list. Most wanted.
I'd be in the most wanted list.
You can't walk through airports anymore because you had a lighter in sixth grade?
Yeah, crazy.
Yo, last night, Joe and I were watching something about a heart transplant on TV. And, you know, I had one of those high moments where I was like, holy fucking shit. When you get a heart transplant, they literally take your heart out of your body and they put a new one in. That is fucking insane. How did we learn how to do that? Where we literally take your fucking heart out. Your chest is open with no heart in it for a period of time.
People have hearts from monkeys.
What do you mean?
They take monkey hearts and put them in people hearts. They've done that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure they've done it, but that's not like a common practice. Like if you're getting a heart, you're getting a...
No, you're trying to get a human heart, but every now and then you get a monkey
heart.
Every
now and then you get a hippo, a dolphin. Yeah, but isn't that crazy? Like you just don't have a heart for fucking 20 minutes or 5 minutes, however long it is. You're just laying there without a heart.
That's crazy.
Cool to say that like I didn't have a heart at one time.
See, there you go with that positivity. It's cool to say, like, yeah, you almost died, but it's cool to say.
Yeah. I mean, so you got to find the positive in everything. Otherwise, you know, life sucks. Have you ever been in a gang or, like, a cult?
Excuse me?
Have you ever been in, like, a group of people that share a common interest? And you don't necessarily have to be, like, signed up for that group. But, like, for example, like, you collect action figures and then you find a common interest with a certain group of
people. So you mean a hobby?
Okay, I set this up terribly. My point is, I feel like I'm in a gang because, or a cult because I'm a motorcycle rider. Ask me why I feel like that.
Why do you feel like that?
In a less of...
Why do you feel like that? Why do you feel like that? How should I say it?
That was good. I feel like that because every time I'm riding my motorcycle... Whenever you come across a different biker.
Oh, you like give each other the sign.
You give each other the sign, the peace sign. And I think that's the coolest thing in the world because it could be the worst person in the world, but he's giving you that sign.
Yeah.
I saw a fucking biker cop the other day and he gave me the sign.
Wow.
Like that's how tightly knit the community is.
Jeep people do that too.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
I try doing that to other Corvettes, but no one ever looks back at me.
No, but bikers are like different because, like, when you're on a bike, you're risking your life, mm-hmm. You know. So it's you feel that with the other person riding. It's like it's so like empowering. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like if all the bikers got together, we can really take over the world.
People with bikes should figure something out where they can start high fiving each other while they're riding dangerous. Past. That's even cooler.
Or
jousting. You guys could joust each other on Ventura. It'd be sick.
Or like, you know, throw up a flare.
Yeah!
A flare every time you see a biker. You just
or you throw a smoke bomb at each other. You try to get it in your mask.
A firecracker.
It's just M80s.
Sorry, we're just celebrating our biker activity.
Wow, it is kind of like a cult. Have you ever been to a biker bar?
No.
You should show up to one. I know one. It's like 2 hours away.
I'm sure they would like respect me, you know, just because like I'm
on a bike. I don't know if they'd respect you.
Well, okay. I get spit on. It's a pussy. I saw this thing the other day. Someone, you know those TikToks where they catch something in a cartoon movie that's like explicit that shouldn't be in a cartoon
movie?
Yeah,
I love those.
I love those too. I saw one about Shrek the other day, the first Shrek. And you know the scene in Shrek?
Where he has the boner?
Yes.
Oh, I was kidding.
Huh?
He really has a boner in the scene?
Yeah, so you know the scene where he's looking at the magic mirror?
Shrek 1, 2, or 3?
1, where he's looking at the magic mirror and he's looking at Fiona, a picture of Fiona. And he's like, mirror, mirror, show me her again. And the mirror shows him a picture of Fiona and then he like makes this face, but no one really understood why he makes the face until you zoom into his pants and you can see him getting a boner.
Shut up.
Or not to his pants, to his blanket. The blanket rises.
Really?
Swear to God, yeah.
That's in the movie?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That crazy?
Dang.
Yeah, people are fucked up.
That's insane. I gotta see that.
And they rate it PG, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Oh my God! I totally did not tell you this! I got pulled over by a bike cop the other day.
What?!
Yeah.
What'd you do?
A motorcycle cop. Well, so funny story. I was on the highway, and I was with this other cop on the highway in a car. And him and I were kind of going at it, like going back and forth, like kind of racing almost.
You and this cop?
Yes.
And
did you take this as a little race kind of thing?
Yes, like we were kind of playfully like racing each other, not like going 110 or anything, like 70 to 80, 80 to 85, back down, you know, like stuff like that. Like just like
weaving in and out of cars or no?
Weaving in and out of cars. But
the both of you?
Yes.
Was he on his BMW police bike?
No. He was in a car. This is the guy in a car.
Oh, it was a cop car.
Cop car. This isn't. So this is a cop car. The cop car peels off and exits. And as he exits, I'm like, okay, dope. I can go really fast now. So I speed up to like 110. And right as I do that, there's a fucking cop on his motorcycle standing there on the side of the highway lasering people. And he lasers me and he catches up to me and I pull over. And
did you see him?
Yeah, I saw him.
And your heart sank like, fuck?
No, I was like, yeah, it is what it is. Actually, I pulled over prior to his sirens coming on, which I feel like he liked because he was like, okay, he gets it. He's going way too fast.
Yeah.
But no, I was
that's going, the move to pull over
totally,
quicker.
Totally.
Because you're owning up to it immediately.
100%.
I've gotten out of tickets from that too.
Yeah. The best way to do it. And so I pull over and, you know, he's really cool, really nice cop.
Loves the podcast.
Yeah.
Wants to be a winner. We
ask
never
when
call
our
him.
Merch is coming out. he was really nice. You know, he did end up giving me a ticket, you know, which I don't really understand because I was extremely like overly nice.
And well, you broke the law.
I've broken the law many times and I've gotten away with it, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Like you weren't conscious doing it.
No, but yeah, he gave me a ticket. I was going 90 in a 55. But then like at the end of all this, he's like so not used to people being like so overly nice. So he like gives me the ticket. I ask him a couple questions and then I'm like, all right, dude, thank you so much. And like I give him a fist pound and he's like so caught off guard. He's like, yeah, sure. He's like just like this young kid, probably younger than me, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's so weird to say that the cop was younger than me, bro.
Yeah, you're getting old, dude.
Fuck.
Crazy.
That's going to be weird when I have younger kids pulling me over. I'm fucking like 50. I'm going like 110 and a fucking 50.
Our lightweights Discord is blowing up.
I've never been in it, and I refuse to download it.
Do you know that?
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
There's an Ilya roast section in there.
I don't. Can you read some of the comments?
They're kind
of
mean.
I'm down with
it. They're really mean.
I don't care. I'm ready. I have fucking thick skin. I don't give a fuck.
Ilya's the type of guy to climb over a glass wall just to see what's on the other side. Sounds really good.
That was really good.
Ilya's so ugly that when his mom dropped him off at school, she got ticketed for littering.
I saw that one. That one's good.
Ilya's the type of guy who finishes in 60 seconds and always says, "This never happens."
That's funny. Yesterday, somebody called me, and they called me three times. I was like, for some reason, I thought it was a business call. I was like, why? There's no way they're calling me three times if it's a fan. For some reason. Obviously, they fucking would.
Right.
But I answer the phone. I'm like, hello? And they're like,
those are my favorite.
I'm like, God damn it. And I literally tell him, I'm like, I don't usually answer the phone. I thought this was a business call. But he was really cool. As they all are most of the time.
So he's flying out this weekend. He's staying at my house.
So I promised him $2,000. You know what really, I was touching on this earlier, but you know what really grinds my gears?
What?
You got some shit for posting. I want you to keep this in. I want people to know what my stance is on this. I'm dead ass serious.
Okay.
I'm dead ass serious.
I don't know what you're about to say.
Oh no.
So guys, to preface this, what happened was Joe and I ordered the entire Starbucks menu the other day. So it was all the drinks, literally everything off the menu. And when Joe posted the video, there were some negative comments about us doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the comments were, why are you wasting their time? Man, I would hate to be them. I'm going to explain something to everybody, and I want everybody to fucking understand me crystal clear, okay? I single-handedly gave that store revenue, okay? I gave Starbucks revenue. Those people that made our drinks, that's their job to do it. Whether it's going to be me or somebody else ordering throughout the night, they were going to do that shit regardless. Was it a little bit tough? Yes, but that's what they get paid for. At the end of the day, I single-handedly gave that store more revenue. So at the end of the year, they're looking at that revenue. They're going, oh my God, we have more revenue this year because of me. And because of that extra revenue, those people, those employees are going to be able to get a raise. Okay? They're going to be able to get a raise. So technically, if anything, I gave those people a fucking pay raise that day. Single fucking handedly. Because they go, holy shit, that one... Like, it's literally possible. Someone goes, holy shit, that one I did really well. And someone goes, we should pay these people more. On top of that, I tipped. It's their job, point and fucking blank, to make these drinks. Period, people. I don't want to fucking hear another goddamn comment about how we wasted their time. Get the fuck out of here. That is their job. That's what they're there for. If you don't fucking like the job, don't come to the job. Period. Go sleep on your fucking couch, you bum. That's what my opinion is, and I will stand on that opinion until I fucking die.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, like, it, as a business owner, it really gets to me, because if I as a business owner owned a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
And someone came in and they did that, I'd be like, that's awesome. And honestly, at the end of the day, personally, I would go, employees, that was great. So because these people have made us extra money, I'm able to share that wealth. Do you know what I mean? And it's the same concept on a very small scale, but it's the same concept at Starbucks or any corporation.
Yeah, it's also about your own mindset of if you really take that personally and you're that mad about it, like, you're not thinking in the sense of the owner who obviously wants to generate more revenue.
Right. It's a very, very selfish thing to say. It's a very selfish thing to say. You wasted those people's time.
Yeah.
You wasted those people's time. Very selfish. Like I would never fucking, if you comment that, I will never hire you. Ever. Ever. I will never hire you. That is the wrong mindset. That is the wrong mindset. On top of that, to top all that off, I don't give a fuck. The customer is always right. The customer is always right. You're going to give me shit for giving them $400 worth of business? Are you on fucking drugs?
Wasn't it 600?
400, 600 doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I bought a dollar worth or $600 worth. A customer is a customer.
Dude, this episode's all over the place. We're high. We can't function. We share our opinions. This is fucking sick.
I'm telling you, though. Do you agree with me?
I do.
Okay, good. Because that's crazy. And I you know, obviously, it's really, really... I understand it's really stretching it by me saying I gave them a raise. I get that. But again, at the end of the day, like, I generated more money for that store, and that store can then afford more.
My aunt worked at Starbucks, and I sent her that, and she was so excited, like, when she found out you guys were doing that.
Yeah,
she was, like, stoked to show everybody. Like, look at what they did at Starbucks. Like, look at this.
I feel like that's such a cool thing. It's like, to shit on us for doing that, like, creating content, giving a business money, leaving a tip, helping the economy at the end of the day? What? You're going to give me shit for fucking doing all that? For what?
So this week, we're doing the Dunkin' Donuts menu. And I don't want to hear shit.
I hear one comment about me ordering all the donuts.
Odds 1 through 100, we do the Dunkin' Donuts this week.
1 through 50.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 49.
Oh!
Fucking A!
Wow. Wow. What a rush.
Okay, you.
Okay, now, okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 23.
16. Fuck. That's such a cool thing. Ordering everything off the menu?
Yeah, it's a really fun. I used to do that.
You did?
Yeah.
You're a mukbanger, so you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I do that for smaller restaurants. But
you should make a series called Everything Off the Menu, and then you go to each restaurant, you literally order every single thing and try every single thing and like lay it out. Because right now, you are doing a lot of it, a lot of the menu, but I don't think you're doing all of it.
Yeah, but that's also just on my own personal preference because I want to try stuff that I want to try, you know?
Right. I just feel like everything off the menu is just like a cool concept.
Yeah, it's badass.
Nobody's done, I feel like.
Still, nothing's cooler than when you order the entire dessert menu.
Right, right. I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, like, we run into a restaurant where it's like 30 items.
You're
sweating. like fucking Cheesecake Factory.
I'll take the whole menu. Are you sure? It's 400 items, sir.
I feel like they'd have to like have me prepay for that.
Your credit card wouldn't even be approved.
I'd have to call my bank. I'm sorry, you're purchasing $2,500 worth of cheesecake? Yeah, it's the whole menu.
Is it a party?
No, it's just for myself. Me and my girl.
Are you filming it?
No. I'm going to call you one day, and I'm going to be in, like, Florida or, like, somewhere tropical and make, Joe, look what I did. It's going to be a table full of fucking dessert. Okay, and also, about my rant, I'm sorry if I came off as like a mean tone. It's just, it really, really does get to me. And that's like the one thing that grinds my, anything with business and like those types of comments really do get to me. But I mean it in the nicest way possible that we really did help that restaurant.
Yeah, it's okay.
And those people.
It's okay to have your opinion. You're allowed to share your opinion. You don't have to agree with it, but I think you did a great job. It's very hard to have a civil conversation on the internet.
My car got broken into the other night.
No way, mate. What happened?
Well, I have two cars. And he managed to break into both of them, and he stole my wallet.
You know, I always think of people stealing wallets kind of like a win-win. In a weird way, I was telling you about this the other day.
Yeah, he got a fucking great wallet.
Well, he got a great wallet. He also got a ton of stuff that he obviously needed. Well, maybe not needed, but...
My AAA card? In case he ever breaks down. Now he could pretend to be you.
No, but like, you know, he bought a ton of cool shit, I assume, with the credit card. And
yeah, he did. A lot of money he spent.
But that was, you know, the bank paid you back. I'm not saying that it's not wrong, but the bank paid you back. And as we speak, actually, your new cards actually came in. That's really funny.
Yeah.
But the bank paid you back. You didn't lose any money. The only thing is that you fucking lost your wallet, and now it's a headache to get all these new cards.
Not even. The real headache is that I have to go get a new ID. Because going to the DMV in California.
DMV, oh my God.
Awful.
Dude, I've talked about this on Dave's podcast. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. It's a 6-hour wait.
I know.
In line, just outside.
I had to go get my motorcycle license at the DMV in the peak of COVID. It was a nightmare.
The guy's breaking in. You're like really friendly with him, though.
Like I know him personally, or I become friends with him?
No, you become friends with him?
Hey, man, I saw your Jack in the Box order. I also get the number 5. Do you want to be in a video with me?
Yeah, you start filming with him?
Mukbanging with my burglar?
The criminal, yeah. The criminal friend.
So like, how long have you been doing this for?
Dude, that's so... You vlog him breaking into cars.
Oh my God, guys, he just hit his 6th BMW.
That's funny.
I do a podcast with him.
Yeah. He's our guest. So how'd you break in?
Shit. I do appreciate the fact that he didn't break my window, though, to get in. So that was nice.
How did he get in? Like, with a fucking coat hanger or something? Like,
I assume... Because they forgot a screwdriver in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely used tools.
Have you ever seen the Leonardo DiCaprio DMV like meme video?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm telling you, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's, look it up. Just look up Leonardo DiCaprio DMV. It's like the first video. It's, I promise you, take my word for it. It's extremely funny. It will make your day. It'll make you laugh. It made me cry. I showed everybody and everybody loved it. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Actually, let me show you now.
Okay.
So the video is called The Stages of Waiting at the DMV, presented by Leonardo DiCaprio.
We have former guest Matt King here. He's going to watch the Leonardo DiCaprio video as well.
What's up, guys? Happy 420.
It's the beach. Well, there's Departed. How long?
Titanic.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, so wait. You think this video is really funny?
Yes. Dude, everyone that I showed has like bursted out in laughter.
I wasn't going to put him down on it. That's why I kind of just glazed over it, but I appreciate you saying it.
Well, like, I guess you've had a lot of...
You haven't watched the full video and you haven't...
I get it. It's like different stages at the DMV and how annoying it is, and you have clips of Leonardo DiCaprio freaking out. Wait, but here's the thing. Like, I guess you've had a lot of bad experiences at the DMV.
I think everybody has, no? I feel like everybody
can
relate.
To be honest, not really. Because I know it's going to be bad when I go there.
No, but I'm talking about...
And I bring
I'm talking
a book,
about,
and I just chill, and I wait for my turn.
No, I'm talking about, like, unexpected bad. I understand it's going to be bad every time. I'm not going into it being like, this is going to be a great time. I just know it's going to be bad, but then when I get there, it gets fucking worse somehow.
How often do you go to the DMV?
I mean, I've been there, honestly, at least 7 times.
How often do you go to the DMV?
Only, like, twice. So, with that being said, you guys don't need to watch this video. You
okay,
get the
for
gist
fuck's
of
sake,
it.
It's a really... Okay, you guys are putting the video down.
Let's see if there's, like, a resolution. Like,
yeah, we'll get to the end.
I appreciate it because you skimped through it, but you can't skim through a video like this.
We didn't skim through it. Where's the denouement? Oh, that's Romeo and Juliet. That's when he's like, I defy you stars. Okay.
You know what? Fuck you guys.
This is so funny. This is really... you thought this was
hilarious? You know why it's not funny?
This is such an Ilya video,
too. You know why it's not funny? Because I hyped it up to be funny, and we're all watching it together. But if you saw this alone at night... As on like a TikTok, you'd be like, that was fucking hilarious.
No, this is what a mom who's on Prozac and is on Facebook thinks is funny.
That's not that is perfect description.
I showed Dave and Nat, and they literally could not stop laughing.
Did they watch it? I don't
think. The full thing. They watched the full thing. And Dave even after talked about it, he's like, have you ever seen that video?
Yeah, well, it clearly isn't that funny because this was uploaded 4 years ago and only has 117,000 views.
Well, that's because it's the underdog of videos.
It only has 117K and you're telling people that they need to go watch this?
Give me the goddamn phone. Give me the phone.
You don't deserve a phone.
You know what? I'm leaving. Like, I'm really like, if this is what you guys are talking about today and what's being shared.
I can't believe you bragged about that video. I thought it had like 4 million views.
Does it matter how many views it has?
Well, you know what? It's 420. I'm going to go home, maybe smoke a joint, and then I'm going to rewatch that video, and I may find it funnier.
Matt shares it on his story.
Guys, guess what I found?
All right, here we go. Bye, guys.
Have you seen those TikToks where this girl goes into Facebook groups and she just tries causing a ruckus? So she went to Disney Moms and she basically says, hey, guys, just wondering, has anyone had any problems bringing in their taser to the parks? I just want to make sure for safety. And all the moms are like, why would you bring a taser into a park? That's such a bad idea.
So
there's
funny.
Kids there. And she's like, you guys are the exact reason why I would bring it. And she basically just goes in and trolls these people.
Wait, it's a girl or it's a guy? That does
it's this? A girl who goes into these Facebook groups and does
that's
it.
That's great. Yeah, it's almost like that guy that does those fake interviews on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, he'll be like ordering through a drive through while he's on the interview on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Can I get a fish sandwich? What? I see you ordering the fish sandwich. But no, I'm not. Like, he's so funny. And like, he'll be eating pizza and like... Yeah, that type of comedy is really funny because it completely throws everybody off guard.
Now comes the part of the podcast where we call you, the listener, to win a free money giveaway. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at LightweightsPod. Every week, the money that you guys get goes even higher.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this, I'm being dead ass fucking serious. Literally stop listening. Stop right now. Go into the podcast.
Apple Podcasts.
Stop listening right now and go into Apple Podcasts and give us a review, an honest review, please.
And make sure it's 5 stars, honestly.
No, it doesn't have to be 5 stars. It can be 4 stars. It's however you feel.
Yeah, but be honest and make sure it's 5.
And if it's not 5, we're coming for you.
Yeah, we're going to find out where you live.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
We might.
No, we're not.
There's a chance, though.
No.
Okay.
We might. Guys, this week's pad is $420. The reason for that is because it's 420. Hello?
I'm going to shit my pants.
Please don't shit your pants.
You did not. No, I didn't. I don't know what my FaceTime isn't going through. You guys called me last time when I was at the gym, and I literally almost fell off the treadmill to answer, but then it didn't go through. I'm literally shaking.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You're on lightweights currently.
Shut up. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna friggin' die.
You're this week's winner. You've won $420 in...
$420 on 420? $420,
exactly.
Oh, my God. This is my life. Thank you so much. I love your podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. You've DM'd us a lot, and I've noticed
yeah,
you
I'm
in the
so
DMs.
Annoying.
No, no, that's good. That's good. You did a good job. Obviously, it worked. So,
Thank you so much.
I'm going to text me your Zelle or PayPal information, and we'll get that money over to you right now, okay?
Oh, my God, yes, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
That was fucking sick, dog.
Dude, that's what we do.
That's what we do. You see other podcasts doing that? Like Hoot and a Half?
Guys,
hell no.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now. The reason I'm asking for a rating on Apple Podcasts is because, again, I'm going to explain this to you.
We're going to explain it to you now.
Okay, hold on. If you rate us on Apple Podcasts, it improves our rankings. And if it improves our rankings, more people see us. So more people are able to listen to us. If we get more listeners, we make more money. Hence... we're able to give more money out. That's literally all it is. That's the only reason I want you guys to do it.
The circle of life.
Yes. And that's how it works. We get more listeners, we get more money, so we give out more money, right? So, like, we're kind of capped at where we're at right now, giving out money. We'd love to increase it $100 every week, right? But, like, we can't because we're not making enough. So, please go leave us a review. Seriously. Tell your friends about it.
Tell your mom about it.
Tell everyone you know about it.
Tell your grandma about it.
Leave us a review. Leave us an honors review. We're at like 2,700 reviews right now. I'd like to get the number to 10,000. So literally if every person right now listening to this stops what they're doing, goes to Apple Podcasts and gives us a review, boom, we're at 10,000.
I'm going to stop the podcast right now and rate us.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. We're back.
Joe literally stopped the podcast.
Well, I said I was going to.
Okay, guys, that's all we have for today.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, that's all we have for today. So guys, thanks for listening. This is the Lightweights Podcast. My name's Joe.
Say your name's Joe again.
Nope. Just that's not funny anymore. My name's Ilya.
When we talk like that, that's like Aziz Ansari humor.
Yeah, it is. It's like that. You know what it is. You know, like that like type of like tone.
I love that.
Me too.
He's great.
Yeah, he is great.
I saw him do stand-up once.
Yeah, he used to be my neighbor.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, back in Chicago.
Shut the front door. He lived in your building?
Yeah, shut the front door. Lock the fucking door, too. I'll lock it, shut it.
That's fucking cool. Did you ever run into him?
No, I was kidding.
Guys, thanks for listening to Lightweights Podcast.
Lightweights?
Why would you lie to me like that?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.